Did they guess use you as a guest?
I could do like air mouth stuff.
Dude, you could have done that screaming. Awesome.
Hey, look, I used to listen to this stuff like over and over and over religiously, man. See, yeah. And I'm really glad that you and CJ had a nice conversation and everything. But no,
yeah,
that's good.
I mean, look,
it was right for you to talk and let me keep going because I already know that whatever I say, CJ goes the opposite. So, in other words, he thinks it was okay for Rittenhouse to kill those two guys because he was just here protecting businesses and stuff. And, I mean, who hasn't remembered what the times that we've gone somewhere to help another community out during a vicious time with our weapons to defend businesses in another state while we're underage and can't... Come on, man. Just, like, enough.
Can we just say one quick thing about that, too?
Yeah.
You know, because people that believe that, they're just coming up to protect businesses. And they talk about, did you see all the damage they did? Who's they? Who is that? You're lumping these rioters in.
Well, not only that, it's not as big as they're making it out to be. It was like they said whole cities and towns were on fire and burned down. No, that only happened like in Tulsa when they burned an entire community of black people.
Right.
But that's not true either, is it? Right? Everything I say is just like... I'm the angry one here. Damn right I'm angry.
Yeah, you're fired
up. Have been most of my life, especially when it comes to the issue on race, which has never been an issue with me. And, man, when I see beautiful people, I see beautiful people just like in the animal kingdom. I don't look at people and say, that's probably a different tribe there.
Let's get back to that. That's what it's about. It's about people, right? And what so many of these things are doing when
it's
they
about
get,
humans. But, right. You know.
When they get you angry, they're lumping people together in this group that you can be angry at, right? And then they play that up or make you scared.
It's always good to be angry at the victim in everything in the right-wing world, right? Always be angry with the victim. They shouldn't have been there to allow themselves to be shot by some guy that was up here doing some stupid-ass thing that he shouldn't have been doing, but also illegally. So, since he was doing it illegally, and he's even the minor in this situation, what, you're just going to let him off, huh? He's just a kid, right? Oh.
One other.
I know what's going to happen. This is like Mississippi burning for me, you know? Mm-hmm. The judge is going to, and I'm going to suspend these sentences. You know, he's a clown. All these people are that are making these decisions across our country in every state, for the most part, right? Or we wouldn't be stuck like this. This Republican control in our legislation, it's death to us all, man.
I mean, the other thing is, it's a skateboard. One's a skateboard, one's a gun. One's a gun.
I'm not even going to go there, man.
But even if
anybody
you
I know on
simple.
A skateboard isn't somebody out there killing people, right? What do you usually associate with a skateboard? What, Michael J. Fox? Oh, that's bad too, right? Because they use, make fun of him because of his Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. And
hey, I got to say, one quick aside, it was pretty sweet in the old Back to the Future movie when he went back in time in the 50s, and then he just identified, hey, I'll take this, let me pull this top off this old wooden thing, and that's a skateboard, man. Sweet. That was a great, great movie.
Look. That's all I got left is movies. Hey, let's go back to the phones. We got Joe, man, from Arizona and Stevens Point.
Hey, what's up, Mike? Can you hear me okay?
Damn right I can.
Okay, good. Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. It is so infuriating to me to listen to your breakdown of this because it's all the stuff that is so obvious about this, but it leads also into... the weak politics fatigue, the stupid fatigue that is on, and pardon me, man, this is a Democratic problem. This is not a Republican problem. They have never not announced how stupid and ignorant and culturally moronic they are. They are proud of that. They double down on that. There is no Democrats that are coalescing around and saying, you know what? Guess who's going to West Virginia? We Democrats are. We're going to talk about what a POS Joe Manchin is. And furthermore, how about the discussion about what weak centrist Democrats does for, like, breeding fascism? Joe Biden is breeding fascism right now because he's so babbling and weak. And I mean, he's at 38%. Kamala Harris is at 28%. We don't even have, like, Pete Buttigieg is the next most popular guy. We are sucking hard. I mean, it's embarrassing. We're losing to two-bit losers, and we are yielding to Terry McAuliffe. And, hey, where the hell is Ben Wickler? Why aren't we organizing? You know, I mean, do we have to just always be babbling and weak and just like, oh, I've got a long list here. I've got a long list of complaints against the Republican Party. That's so pathetic, man. But I'm equally as disgusted by that. But dudes, we are losing so hard right now.
I'm not, man, because I'm not. That ain't my team, man. I decided to, you know, I'm taking this into my own hands. I'm going into the Capitol. I brought signs with me and a lot of cool ones, Joe. This time I had like, there's like Reverend Pritchard. No, listen, Reverend Dick Pritchard, you know, he wrote on the sign that he marched with Martin Luther King, you know. I mean, I had all the good stuff. I had all these this friends boxes when people from all over the world came and supported us at the Capitol to stand against fascism. We got our butts whooped and then everybody went home. Well, I didn't really. I mean, there were still... But it's time to look. I'm just sad watching this go down because I don't think anybody's going to rise up against it with me. You know, I've got a few people that are fired up, you know, some other crazy people, right? They're willing to get out there with me. But if you're relying on voting our way out of this stuff and you know, thanks, Joe. I mean, no, I don't stand with the Democrats because, I mean, I'm going to vote for the Democrat every time, right? That isn't the problem. The problem is, why don't we put in the Democrat that everybody wants? We already know that. Should have been Bernie Sanders. We'd have never had this problem. Just disgust me, man. I'm just so frustrated with the inaction at this point. I mean, we're going down. Like the hard infrastructure, right? Now that it's passed and we find out that, you know, hey, this works out really good for commerce and corporations to get bridges and airports and ports and roads all done, right? But enough roads for you to get to work for them, to slave for them. This is insanity, man. This is not a cool-ass country, man. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's just not. It's not a great country. Some things are great about it. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, look, if my son can tell me from Colombia that he's liking it better there than here and he doesn't think he wants to come back, that should be telling me something. Sure, there's problems in every country. But in this one here, man, we got this, like, they want the Civil War, right? Because it's just, they're pushing it in the courts, they're pushing it in legislation, they're just, these right-wingers that are running the narrative, and then you're going to say, you know, CJ says, guys like me are the problem, you know, you're the one yelling and angry. Damn right I am, man. It's time to fight. I've had enough of this nonsense.
Joe's got a quick follow-up here.
Oh, he does. Okay. Yeah, shoot it up.
Mike.
Yeah.
You know what? I know. Dude, I am so bummed as well, but this is a moment to organize, and the universality of programs, whether it's Medicare for All, you know, our elder care, all the things that are in that package, but they don't kick in for 5 years. Tell me, you know, that's another conversation that we'll have another day, but at the end of that, if we can even pass it, but the universal programs are what pushes back against all that cultural stupidity. So I say that I hope that we can focus on that and organize, and I'd like to put my head together with you and others on this radio station to use this as the hub of organization and the hub of Medicare for All and the hub for community involvement, because I think we can out-organize these putzes. We, you know, I just wanted to say that, and I'll leave on that note. And, Mike, you know I love your show, dude.
Look. I'm going to be like I was. Listen, my job is like, you know, I got to be the pit bull, right? You know, the homeless guys used to call me the muscle at the sing-along because, you know, they'd come by and pick on older people or mouth off to people that were just kind and courteous, and I'm not, okay? So, you know, you do that to my friends, you do that to anybody. I see you mistreating somebody on the street, spitting at them, doing all that. I'm going to bark at your ass, man. Yeah, that's my job. I got to stand up. You know, I didn't pursue professional sports and, you know, run over people for a living, right? Not that I'm saying I could have, unless, well, if I had a race car driving, right? And, you know, you've seen that too, haven't you? Where, like, the guys get angry and do the road rage, and that guy ran into that guy and killed him on purpose? Insanity. How much time before break?
We're coming up on one, so we can either, you know, we'll probably just go to break here in a bit and take the callers after. What do you
okay.
think?
Okay, yeah, we'll finish strong, man. We'll do, like, a little speed round.
Got a little celebration for you on the way out.
Yeah, man. It's like a Cool in the Gang day, if you didn't notice. I'm kind of, like, stuck back in the 70s.
And pizza's cool, and I'm the gang.
Right on.